Okay, today's daf is Menachos daf Nun Ches. We left off in daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. It's a short Amud Beis today, so we're not so far behind. Yesterday we mentioned we were discussing the issue of being machmitz a korban mincha. After all, that is the topic of this parak. The first mission of the parak was about those menachos that do not have to be brought as matzah, but every other mincha does have to be brought as matzah, and there's an issue to be machmitz. So we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva, what we need a special riboy in the issur of chimutz to include, either to include the minchas nesachim or to include the lechem apanim. So the entire Amud Beis, I sort of ran through yesterday, so just for clarity's sake, the entire Amud Beis was discussing that why we would need a riboy to include lechem apanim in the issur of chimutz. The issur of chimutz only applies to that which is already kadosh. Lechem apanim doesn't become kadosh until it hits the shulchan. By the time it hits the shulchan, it's too late to be machmitz. If it's fully baked, it can't become chametz anyway. So why do we need a riboy to tell me there's an issur of being machmitz lechem apanim? Lechem apanim hasn't become kadosh until it hits the shulchan. And that's what led the Gemara to a discussion whether that's really true. That depends on whether midas hayavesh, the kelim that only handle dry items, are mekadesh their contents in the Beis HaMikdash. And whether they're mekadesh depends on whether they were nimshach, whether they are anointed. If they're anointed with the shemen, then they are mekadesh their contents. So we had that discussion that Rabbi Yoshia holds that midas lach are nimshach bifnim umi bachutz, midas yavesh are nimshach bifnim, the inside of the kli only according on midas yavesh. And Rabbi Yonason holds that no, midas yavesh are not nimshach at all, and therefore they're not mekadesh at all. Now we said that even though lechem apanim has to be kneaded in a kneading bowl, which is a kli sharis, so in a kneading bowl and mistama, that was a kli sharis, so it becomes kadosh at that point. So Gemara said, no, who says it requires kneading in a kneading bowl? That's a kli sharis. Maybe they knead it on top of a piece of leather, on top of just a flat piece of leather, in which case it obviously doesn't become kadosh at that point. So it could be it only becomes kadosh later on. So you have to, the Gemara just spent the half an amud lining up the shitos, that if you're going to say we have a riboy to include lechem apanim in the yisra of chimutz, then you must assume lechem apanim becomes kadosh at some point prior to hitting the shulchan after it's already baked. If you assume that we don't need to include the lechem apanim in the yisra of chimutz, it's because it's not kadosh until much later on. So that's just clarifying what we did yesterday. I don't know if it was clear in my own head yesterday. So now we are up to Tanurabanan. Yeah, Tanurabanan. Last words on the line are Tanurabanan, about 15 lines before the end of the page. Tanurabanan. Minayin lemala mi basar chatas, umi basar rasham, umi basar kachay kachim, umi kachim kalim, umi mosar omer, umi mosar shtey lechem, umi lechem apanim, umi shiar minachos shubalos hasei. How do I know that if you bring on the mizbeach to burn, all of these things that do not require burning, the meat of the chatos, the meat of the asham, the meat of kachim kalim, does not require burning on the mizbeach. That gets eaten. It gets eaten by kohanim, and it does not require burning. And the leftover of the omer, the leftover of the shtei lechem, meaning the lechem apanim in its entirety, does not go on the mizbeach. The shiari minachos, in general, shiari minachos means that after you take the kmitza out, the kmitza goes on the mizbeach. The rest of it does not go on the mizbeach. How do I know that all of those things are below saseh, that it's an isser lo saseh to actually go and bring them up on the mizbeach? So Talmud Lomer, because we have a pasuk that says, Ki chol sa'ar v'chol dvash lo saktiru mimenu isha la'ashem. Pashup shot in the pasuk is that you're not allowed to bring any sa'ar or dvash on the mizbeach. But the word mimenu seems to be extra if that's all the pasuk is teaching me. It should have just said, kol sar v'chol dvash lo saktiru isha la'ashem. You can't burn on a fire to Hashem. What's mimenu? So we darshin that it's even when we're not talking about sar or dvash at all. Mimenu comes to include a different case. Kol shuhu mimenu li'ishim. Hareu bebal saktiru. Any korban that part of it is supposed to go on the fire, then the rest of it has an isser of bal saktiru, has an isser of having it go on the fire. I frek the Gemara, do all the things on the list we just gave have mimenu leishim, have part of it that go on the fire? V'shtei alechem v'lechem apanim, yesh mehen leishim. Do shtei alechem and lechem apanim have any part of it that do go on the fire on the mizbeach? Vatanya. We have a brisa that talks about, when it talks about the mitzvah of hagasha of the Karban Mincha, of bringing the Karban Mincha toward the Mizbeach, it says that Yatzu Shtei Alechem V'Lechem Apanim, they are not included. Those are Karbanos Mincha that are not included in the mitzvah of hagasha. Why? She'in Mehem Le'ishim K'Shtei Alechem V'Lechem Apanim. Are ein mehem le'ishim. No part of it goes on the fire. So why is it when it comes to the isser of being maktir on the mizbeach, we assume that shtei lechem lechem apanim have mimenu le'ishim, and yet when it comes to hagasha, we assume it doesn't have mimenu le'ishim, that there's no part that goes on the fire. What's the actual metzius? Is there mimenu le'ishim or is there not? So it's tricky, because the shtei lechem and the lechem apanim, none of the item itself, none of the breads are actually le'ishim, but there are parts of the there are associated parts with those karbanos. The shtei alechem is brought together with the kivsei atzeres. Kivsei atzeres have parts that go on the fire. The lechem apanim is brought together with the vazichin. The vazichin get burnt. So it's not the breads themselves, it's the associated parts. So is that called mimenu le'ishim or not? Rav Shesha says, ein migufa le'ishim. So Rav Shesha says, well, it depends. When it comes to the isser of hagasha, we assume that we're only looking at the item itself. The item itself, these breads themselves, don't have any part of them that go on the fire, and that's why we call that ein mehem le'ishim. When it comes to the isser of being maktir on the mizbeach, then we look at the totality of the karban, not just the breads themselves, but anything that gets associated with the breads, and therefore it's called yesh mimenu le'ishim. Therefore, it's called that it does have something that is mimenu le'ishim. The Acharim just asked that the haktaras moser shtei alechem should be usher anyway. You don't even need the fact that it's yesh mimenu le'ishim, that there's something associated with the shtei alechem that does go on the mizbeach, to teach me that the rest of the shtei lechem cannot be burnt on the mizbech. Anyway, it's an issur d'oraisa, because the pasuk says ki chol sa'ar v'chol devash l'saktir mimenu isha la'Hashem, and that includes in sa'ar and devash is included the shtei lechem. So shtei lechem is already included anyway. Why do I need an extra pasuk? That's the kasha that Karen Ora asks later on. L'may nafka mina to tell me kol shemimenu li'ishim in the issur? Just stand the pasuk chol sa'ar v'chol devash already includes the shtei lechem. So some of the achronim answer. The Ola Shlomo gives an answer that nafkamina would be if you're machmitz the shtei alechem with chamitz nuksha. So mitzadi is sir haktara sa'or, that you're not allowed to bring sa'or and chamitz on the mizbeach. Well, there's chametz nuksha is not included in that iser, so therefore it wouldn't be usser mishum bringing sa'ar on the mizbeach. It would still be usser because of kol shem menu le'ishim. It would still be usser because kol shem menu le'ishim would still apply, that something associated with the shtei alechem gets burnt on the mizbeach. Memela, there's nisad araisa for the shtei alechem to be burnt on the mizbeach. Another nafkamina that some of the achronim suggest, min chaschinuch and mitzvah kuf yud zayin os ches, suggest nafkamina would be if you're makter them l'shem eitzim. You're makter it as eitzim, even though it's not really eitzim. So mitzadi isra aktara sa'ar, there's no isra aktara sa'ar when you're being makter it l'shem eitzim. Mitzadi isra of kol shem imenu l'ishim, even when you're makter it l'shem eitzim, you would be in violation of kol shem imenu l'ishim. Fine. Itmar, Vaiter the Gemara. Hamalu mikulam al gabei hakevesh. If you take any of these things, forget about bringing it up to the top of the Mizbeach and burning it there. What about just bringing it up to the ramp of the Mizbeach? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Rabbi Elazar Amar Pater. Rabbi Yochanan says Chayiv even for that. Rabbi Elazar says Pater. Why? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Netanya HaMizbeach, in the Al HaMizbeach Kevesh Minayin. Rabbi Yochanan says you're going to be Chayiv even for putting it on the ramp. How do I know it? Tamalomar, Ve'al HaMizbeach, Lo Yalu L'Ratzon. That an extra pasuk tells me, in addition to HaMizbeach, it says Ve'al HaMizbeach, Lo Yalu L'Ratzon. So from there we learn that even that which is almost like tafel to the Mizbeach, that's samuch to the Mizbeach, also, you're not allowed to burn it there, which is the kevesh, the ramp that leads up to the mizbeach, the isser of burning these things that are mimenu le'ishim, that have associated parts that go on the fire, applies even on the kevesh. For Rabbi Elazar Amar Pater, Rabbi Elazar is going to say, no, you're Pater. Why? My taima, da amakra, sa'or udvash karban reishis takrivu osam. So what are we darshan from osam? Osam hu derabi l'cha kevesh kemizbeach. Avol midi achrini lo, that it's only osam, it's only these particular things that the Torah includes the kevesh to be considered part of the Mizbeach. But in regards to anything else, the Kevesh is not considered part of the Mizbeach. So when it comes to the Isra of Sa'aru Dvash on the Mizbeach, yeah, then the Kevesh is considered part. You can't bring Sa'aru Dvash on the Kevesh either. But Osam teaches me that any other Isra associated with the Mizbeach does not include the Kevesh, only includes the Mizbeach proper, and therefore the Isra of... And therefore, the Isser of being Mala, parts of Karbanos whose other parts are brought on the Mizbeach, does not apply to the Kevesh as well, according to Rabbi Elazar. So that's the Machlokas. So now what does each one do with the other opinion, with the other source? Rabbi Yochanan, Hai Osam, my Avadle. What's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with the Osam? Doesn't it seem to be excluding Kevesh for some halacha? What halacha is it excluding Kevesh for, if not for the Isser of being Mala on the Mizbeach? So by the Lechatitanya, no, he uses Osam for a totally different reason. One might have thought that a yachid can go and bring a shtei alechem as a nedava. The koreani ba motzis v'sechet ishmar v'asisa. And I would say that's a beautiful fulfillment of the pasuk that whatever your misnadiv you can go and bring. Tamalomar karban reishis takrivu. Tzibur amarti l'chavalo yachid. Then no, this is a karban that can only be brought by a tzibur and not by a yachid. Yachid lo ye yachid mevi sheino mevi chavasu keyotzi ba. So I might think, okay, a yachid can't bring it as a nedava because a yachid never has a chiyuv of shtei alechem. Shtei alechem is only a chavas tzibur. Avul yehe tzibur mevi she mevi chavasu keyotzi ba. But I might think a tzibur can bring it as a nedava. Tzibur could stam bring shtei alechem even when they're not chayiv, even when it's not shavuos, because after all, they do have a chiyuv on shavuos, so maybe they have the right to volunteer it. Tamalomar Osam. That's what Rabbi Yochanan does with the word Osam. Osam teaches you that a tzibur, even a tzibur, cannot be misnadev nishtei alechem. Umay yesh lechad lahavi shtei alechem min ha'sa'ar ubikurim min ha'dvash. And what should you bring? You could bring shtei alechem from sa'ar, bikurim from dvash. So we'll get to the rest of the amud. Pretty much is going to be discussed. The rest of the daf really is going to be discussing the iser in that pasuk, the primary iser of the pasuk of sa'ar and dvash lo satiru. We segue into it by trying to discuss what we learned from the actual word mimenu, the mimenu leishim part. But really, the rest of the daf now is going to get into that iser of sa'ar and dvash. There is in the Gemara, it's clear that the machlokas of Yochanan Rabbi Elazar is only about the iser haktara of kol shem menu leishim al gabi hakevesh. But legabi the iser of haktara saru dvash, everyone is moda that the kevesh is like the mizbeach, right? That we saw that vela mizbeach. That was we saw in the drushas themselves. That's the ar dvash carbon reishis takrivu osam. That when Rabbi Elazar was making the drusha, he said, yeah. When it comes to the iser of sa'ar and dvash, then the kevesh is included. But legabe the iser of haktara on the mizbeach, so that's a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar whether the kevesh is included. So the achronim just wonder, what about the machta that using Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim that's full of hot coals, and you makter the Torahs of Yom Kippur on that? Is that also considered a makom haktara, where it's usher to be makter on that sa'ar udvash, or is it only the mizbeach and the kevesh? Is it any place that's considered a makom haktara? So Minchas Chinuch holds that if you are ma'ariv in the Torahs of Yom Kippur sa'ar udvash, and you makter it on that machta, so you're going to be chayiv for bringing sa'ar udvash. Whereas the Brisker Rav and Mikdash David say no, you're not chayiv on haktara sa'ar udvash b'machta on Yom Kippurim. That's the discussion in the Achronim. Now there is a major discussion about that we're about to embark on about the Isser of Sa'ar and Dvash in general. So a little bit of background. Pasuk says, like we just mentioned, Kala mincha sher takriv l'Hashem lo sasa chametz, ki chol sa'ar v'chol dvash lo saktiru mimenu ishe l'Hashem. You're not allowed to bring sa'ar or dvash. So why? Why can't you bring, as part of a korban, sa'ar or dvash? What's the problem with bringing sa'ar or dvash? So there are several reasons offered in the Rishonim. The Ramban quotes from the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim that it's the derech of the kochavim to be makriv their mincha as chametz, and it's also the derech of the Avdei Kochavim to mix honey into all of their karbanos. So as a response to that, we dafka avoid all that stuff. This is very much Rambam l'shitaso. The Rambam holds that a lot of the things that in Mor Nevuchim, at least he writes, that a lot of that which we do comes to address the derech of the kochavim, and we're coming lafuke what the of the kochavim do. The Ramban has fundamental problems with that idea that the Torah is supposed to be inherently good and right and not just a reactionary, we don't have a reactionary religion where we just respond to what other religions do. We have something that inherently is valuable. So he has problems with the general idea of, oh, this is what the Ovdei Kochavim do, and therefore we're going to come in and address it. The Ramban himself says, and the Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Zayin says in the name of the Ramban, that the reason that we're not allowed to bring Sar Dvash is because the Karbanos come L'Ratzon L'Shem HaNichba D'Hashem Elenu Kol Amidos. The Karbanos are meant to be somehow Mesakein our Midos Tovos. So if you bring things that symbolize anything but the middle path, the golden mean, so it doesn't reflect well. This is very much Ramban l'shitaso about how a carbon is supposed to be a reflection of us, that we are bringing ourselves on the mizbeach. So the Ramban says, Sa'or is merames to midas hadin, chimutz, kasha, it's too powerful, comes on a little too strong. Dvash, on the other hand, is too sweet. It's too much in the other direction. So we look for things that are more down the middle. We're Meshativ Midas Harachamim with Midas Adin. We don't have one extreme or the other. That's the Ramban's opinion as to why we don't bring Sar Dvash. The Das Akenim in Vayikra, on the Pasuk says that since the Torah's mitzvah to put salt on the karban, Sar Dvash are not Makabel Melech. They don't go well with salt, and therefore you can't be makriv them Legavoa, because it's just a function of the requirement to put salt on the Mizbeach. So if that's the case, then there's what to discuss. What about by Abama, where there's no mitzvah of putting Melech on Abama, so maybe there it should be motive to put Sar Dvash, so that's a discussion. Fourth possible explanation, Birei Adaf quotes unbelievable, the Meshech Chachma, and Bereshis, Perek Dalet Pasuk Gimel writes that the Torah's Makshir to bring as a Karban only that which a person puts his heart into and puts some work into. In discussing the Karbanos of Kayin and Hevel, so what's the difference? Why is one Karban good, one Karban not good? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need any of it. Hashem Aretz Umlala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the entire world, doesn't need anything we have to offer. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rachmana Liba Bayi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see that we put our hearts into something, that we're willing to work for Him, that we're willing to make an effort for Him. And therefore, what do we bring? Soles. Yayin, so flour. In order to deal with flour, you have to cut the grain and grind it up and take out all the junk from it and sift it out. And solus involves a lot of work. Yayin, to make a wine press and to make proper wine, that also takes a lot of work. And even animals, because it's only once an animal is 7 days old where you at least were toreach a little bit bigidula in raising the animal. And it's no fun having an animal around the house if you're not used to having animals. It's a lot of work. So it's only on those things that's Roy Lugava, but a pri that's Nigmar Gidula Minateva, that comes straight from nature and you put nothing into, that's not something that's Roy to be brought Lugavoa. Very fascinating idea of the Meshech Chachma. And then finally you have the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch discusses at length. He goes, it's a longer discussion of this than pretty much any mitzvah. Very fascinating. Sefer HaChinuch starts, when he discusses this mitzvah, he starts with a Hakdama, which I found fascinating. He says, Shrashi mitzvah. The reasons for this mitzvah, it's even difficult to find a slight remez for the reasons for this mitzvah. But I already explained in my Hakdama that I try to give reasons for every mitzvah because I'm trying to make it nice for the children that they should have some reason to associate with the mitzvahs, especially when they're starting out their chinuch, because that's what he wrote the book for. He wrote the book, amazingly, a sefer that we all use. He wrote the book for little children. He says, Ki yesh ledivrei haTorah ta'amim b'to'alos. I want them to think that Torah has, to believe that Torah has good reasons for it. V'yikabon l'derech hahergol shalem k'fi shul shasichlam. And because they're not so smart, I figured that it would be good for them to hear these reasons, and that will be more niskabel. V'al yulem ha'mitzvos b'tchila k'divrei ha'sefer ha'chasum. And I don't want them to think think that it's just, you must do this because you must do it, because children don't respond well to that. Pen yivatu behem, they might react negatively to being told, you just have to do it because you have to do it, without being given any reason. Mitov kach ben arusam, v'yanichum la'olam v'yelchu behevel, and then they're going to abandon Torah mitzvos if they think it's just gzeros that they can't follow, even though it is, even though we don't really know the reasons, but better to tell them that there are reasons. Alkein echtov behem kol asher yala b'tchilas ha'machshava. So I'm going to write what one could possibly think should be the reason for it. Val yitfos alai tofes b'shum davar achra yeda kavana. Now that you know that that's what I'm doing over here, he writes this in the Sefer Achinuch. The kids are reading this part too. But he says once I'm writing this, so now don't criticize me for what I'm about to say, for what the reason is, because I know that it's not really a complete reason. That's true of the whole entire Sefer. But he dafka makes that point in this context. So he says, what's the idea of the Dvash? Because he says that we try to stay away from Dvash, because Dvash is something that has little nutritional value, but just tastes really great. And he says, that's not what an Eved Hashem is supposed to be focused on. What could I get the most hana out of? We have to live, we have to serve. So you eat broccoli, you eat Brussels sprouts. Your children should know that you eat that which keeps you healthy, that which keeps you strong, and that which allows you to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not to just go after all the taivos every time you have something that tastes very sweet, to look for taivos. That's what the Isser of Dvash in the Sefer Achinuch's eyes is, perhaps one of the reasons for the Isser of Dvash. You should know that when we say Dvash, Dvash doesn't mean necessarily only honey that comes from bees. The Rishonim, all right, Rashi, Masechta Shavuos, and Daf Yud Beis, the Rashbam, Basra, Daf Ayin, Tosmi, Ilo, Daf Yud Beis, they all write that Dvash includes all mine metikas pri, all sweet juices of fruits, all peros ha'ilon, fruits themselves, are b'chlal dvash. It means anything that has a particularly sweet taste. The Radvaz writes, lav dafka peros of shivas minim, any peros of Eretz Yisrael, not only the peros of Eretz Yisrael, the neshtapik of Eretz Yisrael, dvash of any peros, of strawberries or anything else, is included in the Isser. Obviously, the Radvaz writes, dvash tevorim is also included in the Isser, and that's the primary Isser, but still, it's anything is included in the Isser. Fine. So let's go weiter. So we had just mentioned that there's an iser to bring the shtei alechem as nedava. That you can't bring the shtei alechem as a nedava. And now the Gemara questions that issue. That iser says the Gemara, shtei alechem lo yikrivu nedava. Is that true that shtei alechem cannot be hukrav as a nedava? Vatanya, we have a brisa im nemar kol sa'ar lama nemar kol dvash im nemar kol dvash lama nemar kol sa'ar. Why do I need two separate isurim? Kol dvash, kol sa'ar, just say kol dvash u sa'ar, right? Why does it have to say two separate phrases? So, m'reshi yesh b'sa'ar ma she'ein b'dvash, v'yesh b'dvash ma she'ein b'sa'ar. We have to make them two separate phrases because each have their own detailed halachos. There are halachos that apply to sa'ar that don't apply to dvash, and halachos that apply to dvash that do not apply to sa'ar. Sa'ar hutar michlalu b'migdash, Dvash lo hutar miklalu b'migdash. Sa'or sometimes is going to have a heter in the migdash. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what this means. Dvash does not. Dvash hutar b'shiyari minachos. Sa'or lo hutar b'shiyari minachos. Dvash you're allowed to bring in shiyari minachos. Sa'or you're not. Remember, the isra being machmitz is all parts of the mincha, not just the Kometz. Even the Shiari minachos has an isra of being machmitz it. So the isra of sa'or is applies even to the Shiari Menachos. The Yisr of Devash does not apply to the Shiari Menachos. So, Hamepnei Sheyesh B'sar Masha'in B'Devash V'yesh B'Devash Masha'in B'Sar Hutzrach Lomar Kol Sar V'Hutzrach Lomar Kol Devash. So because each one has its own halachos that don't apply to the other one, that's why we need two separate phrases. Those 2.5 lines are totally extra. We already explained that's what we're doing. Right? So that's why we have Kol Sar V'Kol Devash. Sa'or D'Hutar Miklolo B'Mikdash Mai Nihu. Now, what do we mean? We said Sa'or is Hutar Miklolo B'Mikdash. That sometimes you have a heter of Sa'or in the Mikdash. What's the example? Lav Shtei Alechem D'Karva Nedava. Oh, must be that it's talking about shtei alechem, that you're allowed to bring shtei alechem as a nedava. That's the hutar michlala b'migdash of sa'ar, that the shtei alechem can be brought as a nedava. So don't you see, therefore, that shtei alechem can be brought as a nedava? Because what else could it be referring to as sa'ar being hutar michlalo? If you look at Rashi, lav shtei alechem to cover nedava b'mizbeach, that you could bring it on the mizbeach. Di'imei hanach d'chova lo matzi l'meimar, da'alo hutar b'migdash, lo karv l'mizbeach. So the fact that forget about shtei alachim and gemara stuff. Why didn't the gemara just say that the huta michlal of sa'ar is that you ever have shtei alachim ever in the first place? Shtei alachim is chametz. So the fact that you have shtei alachim, that itself is huta michlalo. So Rashi says no. When we say huta michlalo, it means on the mizbeach. The shtei alachim isn't brought on the mizbeach. But if you were able to bring shtei alechem as an adava, so that's where you would bring it. You'd bring it to the mizbeach. So we're assuming that the sa'ar being hutar michlalo, the words hutar michlalo have to mean hutar michlalo on the mizbeach. This, in fact, leads the achronim to ask a very very important question. The whole we learned that the shtei alechem can't be brought in adava from the shtei alechem that are brought on shavuos. The shtei alechem that are brought on shavuos are not burnt on the mizbeach. So how do we know that if we were to bring the shtei alechem as a nedava, that it would be brought on the mizbeach? Meaning we're assuming that even though the real shtei alechem is not brought on the mizbeach, if shtei alechem could be brought as a nedava, then of course that would go on the mizbeach, and that would be the hutar michlalo. Well, who says? Who says that shtei alechem, that the havamin of bringing shtei alechem as a nedava means to bring it on the mizbeach? So that's the kasha of the achronim asked. They don't have. I didn't see any very strong answers to that kasha. Furthermore, the Karen Ora asks the shtei alechem that are brought on shavuos, the kavasim or ma'akev alechem, according to one sheet in Tanayim at least. So how could you bring the shtei alechem as a nedava? Kavasim or ma'akev alechem. We're learning the whole din of shtei alechem nedava, even at least in the havamin that you can bring shtei alechem from the shtei alechem that you bring on shavuos. Shtei alechem you bring on shavuos. If you don't bring the sheep along with it, you can't bring the shtei alechem either. Shtei alechem is possible. Kvasim or ma'akev. So what's the havamina that you could be menadev shtei alechem? So he said, no, but that you could answer. Maybe we're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Remember we had in Daf Mem Hey, the sheet of Rabbi Akiva that holds that the shtei alechem are not that the kvasim are not ma'akev, the shtei alechem. But the other kasha is still a strong kasha. You see, the Gemara is clearly making that assumption that even though the shtei alechem itself isn't on the mizbeach, if you were to be allowed to be menadev shtei alechem, that would be on the mizbeach. So anyway, so that's the Gemara's kasha. Says the Gemara, no, you're misunderstanding. When we say that it's hutar michlalo b'migdash, we don't mean that the shtei alechem can be brought in a davar. Amar v'amrim, lo likrav imahem. That, as Rashi explains, lo likrav imahem, ashnei kivse likariv imahem. That what goes on the mizbeach, not the shtei alechem themselves, but that which is brought together with them. Ashnei kivsei atzeres ka'amar, the kivsei atzeres, the kravim im shtei alechem. V'hainu hutar michlal b'mikdash, likari v'imayen. When we say that sa'or is hutar michlal b'mikdash, doesn't mean you actually bring chametz on the mizbeach. It means that sa'or has something that goes along with it that is brought on the mizbeach. The shtei alechem are brought together with kivsei atzeres. Those kivsei atzeres are brought on the mizbeach. That's the hutar michlalo. Ihachi bikurim nami. So then bikurim also. When you bring bikurim, the first fruits, so that's dvash, right? Bikurim is an isra of dvash on the mizbeach. So granted, the fruits themselves you don't bring on the mizbeach. You put them next to the mizbeach. You don't bring them on the mizbeach. But the stuff that comes with the fruits goes on the mizbeach. Why? What comes with the fruits? Ditznan hagozel shal gabe asalin hoyu olos. The asalim shal biyadim nitzan lekohanim. They would have these birds on the tops of the fruit baskets, and they would bring those as a carbon ola. So that got an ola is totally on the mizbeach. The whole thing gets burnt on the mizbeach. So that gets brought together with bikurim and the salim, the baskets you give to the kohanim, the fruit baskets you give to the kohanim. But bottom line is, how can you tell me that it's only sa'or that you have some associated part of sa'ar, something associated with the sa'ar that goes on the mizbeach, but not dvash? What do you mean? Dvash has these gozlos that are also brought on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, no, the relationship between the shtei alechem and the kivsei atzeres is much stronger than the relationship between the peros that are bikurim and the gozlos that are brought with them. Hanu la'ater bikurim huda asu. These gozlos are just there to decorate the bikurim. They're not there for anything more than decoration of the bikurim. So that, therefore, it doesn't count. It's only there to be ma'ater the bikurim. What about the lachme toda? The lachme, when you bring a carbon toda, you bring an animal, and you bring lachme toda along with it. Lachme toda is also that the first mission of the parak discussed the exceptions of what can be brought as chametz. So lachme toda are part chametz, part matzah. There are lachme toda that are chametz. So why don't we say that lachme toda is also something that is sa'ar, and yet it's hutar michlalo, right? That it's you're allowed to bring the that which is associated with it on the mizbeach. So why are we dafka focused on shtei lechem? So Karen Ora writes, who had in? We could have said that the brisa means lach me todah of chametz is brought together with the todah, and the Ravid says that way, that same thing as the relationship between the shtei lechem and the kvasim. The Ramban, however, seems to assume that lach me todah are not called hutar mechlala b'mikdash. Lach me todah, we don't assume it's called hutar mechlala b'mikdash. Why not? The Ramban apparently assumes that the relationship between lach me todah and the animal is different than the relationship between the Shtei Alechem and the Kivsei Atzeres. The Ramban seems to assume that Lach Mei Toda are not part of the Karban Toda, meaning that it's a Chovas Gavra, that someone who brings a Toda has to bring Lach Mei Toda as well. But it's not a Chelek of the Karban Toda, whereas the Shtei Alechem is a Chelek of the Kivsei Atzeres. It's all one Karban. Whereas the Ravid seems to assume, no, just like the Shtei Alechem is a Chelek of the Kivsei Atzeres, the Lach Mei Toda are a Chelek of the Karban Toda. This is how the Achronim explain that they're arguing about what the role of Lach Mei Toda is. Is it part of the Karban per se, or is it not part of the Karban? It's just a Chovas Gavra. When you bring the Karban Toda, you also need to bring Lach Mei Toda, that you have a personal Chiyuv to bring Lach Mei Toda. Fine. What if a person brings basar from a chatos ha'of on the mizbeach? So what's the din? Do we say kol shem menu li'ishim amarachmara v'hai ein mi menu li'ishim? There's no part of the chatos ha'of that goes li'ishim, and therefore maybe it should not be included in the iser. Odima kol sheshmo karban, v'hainami shmo karban. Or maybe it's anything that's called a karban, and this also is shmo karban, it's called a karban. Amalei kol sheshmo karban, v'hainami shmo karban. He says that it's got to be totally in the shame karban. This has a shame karban, that anything has a shame karban, lo yaktiru, you're not allowed to bring from the shirayim. That's the real limud. So says Mark Tanai, this in fact, machlokas Tanaim. Rabbi Lazar amar kol shemenu li'ishim, Rabbi Akiva amar kol sheshmo karban. Then Rabbi Lazar says, anything that's that part of that korban is brought on the fire, that's included in the yisur. Rabbi Akiva says no. Anything that's shmo korban is, even if no part of it is brought on the mizbeach, is included in the yisur. So my binayu, what's the nafkamina between them? So one nafkamina is what we just said. Amar Rav Chista basar chatos ha'of ikabinayu. What if you're makdir the basar chatos ha'of on the mizbeach? It is shmo korban. It's not mimenu le'ishim. Rava amar a different nafkamina. Rav Amar, lug shel mitzora ikibinayu. The lug of a mitzora, the lug shel shemen, lug shemen shel mitzora rather, ikibinayu is the nafkamina between them. Titani Levi, kol karban lo rabos lug shemen shel mitzora. Levi says kol karban comes to include lug shemen shel mitzora. Why? Why is lug shemen shel mitzora nafkamina? Because it's not mimenu l'ishim, there's no part of it that goes on the fire. Lug shemen shel mitzora, we put on the bow and yados and his ears and everything. So we learned about the whole process, but it is called the karban. The Gemara says, "Kol karbanam l'rabos luk shemen shel mitzora." So that would be enough gemina. It's not mimen elishim, but it is called the karban. If you look at Rashi, Rashi raises a kasha. Rashi asks v'kasha about 7 lines before the end of the page. V'kasha hare karav mimenu da'asha mitzora ba'imo li'ishim kishtei alechem ishim kvasim. What's the difference between the relationship between the shtei alechem and the kivsei atzeres, and the luk shemen shel mitzora and the asham mitzora? How can you say the Lug Shem and Shel Metzora is not Mimenu Ishim? It doesn't have any part of it that gets brought on the fire. Yes, it does. The Ashim that gets brought along with it is Mimenu Ishim. Just like we call the Shtei Alechem Mimenu Ishim because of the Kivsei Atzeres that get brought along with it are go on the fire. So we say the same thing by the Lug Shem and Shel Metzora. Says Rashi, Halo Kasha. The Ashim lo shayif bahadei Lug Legamri. The relationship between the Asher Metzora and the Lug Shem Shel Metzora is not 100%. They are not 100% connected to each other, and the raya is you could bring the Asher one day and the Lug 10 days later. The fact that you could separate them so much from each other shows you that they're not so strongly connected to each other. So the Mikdash Tavid raises the question. So therefore, is the Gemara only talking about a case where the Lug Shemen is brought taka by itself, but if you actually do bring it with the Asham, since the Dam Asham is Matil Bahonos, it would be considered Mimenu Le'ishim when they're actually brought together? Or are we saying that no? The fact that they can be brought separately from each other is Megala, that the connection is not as strong as you think. And then even if they are brought together, they're not really together. They just look like they're together. Okay, Vaitu. Tan Rabbanan, Sa'ar Bas Laktiru. Eli Alakulo. So from Sa'ar Bal Saktira I learn you can't be Maktir all of the Sa'ar. Miktsasu Minayin, how do I know that even partially can't be brought? So Tamalomar Kol Eruva Minayin, how do I know that even if you mix the Sa'ar with something else, that with matzah, that to the point that the sar is almost like it's batal, you don't even see it, how do I know that's also asr? It's still an isra of bringing the sar in the mizbeach. Tamlomar ki kol. So my ka amar, amar bai hachi ka amar. Sar bal tak, what do we mean? What was this conversation we just had? This is the explanation. Sar bal saktiru ainli ala kezayis. What we mean by that is, how do I know that even chatzi zayis minayin, that even less than a kezayis is usher? The brisa was very vague. The brisa just said ainli ala kulo. What does it mean kulo? Kulo of what? Miktsaso minayin. What's kulo? What's miktsaso? So Abai is explaining. Kulo meant kezayis, that there's an issue of bringing a kezayis of sa'ar in the mizbeach. How do I know even a chatzi zayis? Tamlomar kol eruva minayin. How do I know that even a tarova sa'ar? Tamlomar kikol. Rava says no. Hachi kamar sa'ar bal saktiru ein li ela kometz. Kol the kulo means kometz. Chatzi kometz minayin. When we said miktsaso, we mean a half a kometz, not a half a kezayis. Tamlomar kol. Eruva minayin, tamalomar kikol. They're reading the same brisa. They're just trying to figure out what that first line of the brisa means. Kulo miktsaso. So Abaye says kulo miktsaso is kol zayis and chatzi zayis. Whereas Rava says kulo miktsaso means kol kometz and part of a kometz. So b'maika mifni, what is the subject of this machlokes Abaye Rav? What are they really arguing about? Abaye savor yesh kometz pachus mishnei zaysim. Abaye holds that you can have a kometz that's less than shnei zaysim, and therefore yesh haktara pchus mikazayis. There is a haktara that's pchus mikazayis. So v'Rava amar ein kometz pachus mishnei zaysim ve'en haktara pchus mikazayis. Rava says there's no kometz that's less than shnei kezayisim, and therefore there's no haktara that's pchus mikezayis. So therefore, by the isra of sa'ar, the starting point is a kezayis. So that's why we say kezayis or a chatzi zayis. Fine, itmar. Hamalim is sa'ar midvash al gabei mizbech. If a person brings on the mizbech sa'ar and dvash, so what's exactly the case? Rashi says it's just stam. You mix sa'ar and dvash and bring it on the mizbech. That's it. That's the whole case. You mix sa'ar and dvash and bring it on the mizbech. How many isurim have you violated? Says the Gemara. Amar Rava, four isurim. Lokum ishum sa'ar, v'lokum ishum dvash, lokum ishum eruve sa'ar, umishum eruve dvash. You get malchus for bringing sa'ar, you get malchus for bringing dvash, you get malchus for bringing taroves sa'ar, because sa'ar, even if it's mixed with something else, you get malchus for, we just darshan from kikol, and you get malchus for bringing taroves dvash, same drasha kikol, that you get malchus for any of the taroves as well. So it's four malchios. Says Tosos, wait a second. The case is you just mix sa'ar and dvash and brought on the mizbech, and you're getting four malchios, one for sa'ar separately, one for dvash separately, one for taroves, one. Tosos says, you didn't bring sa'ar separately. You didn't bring dvash separately. You only did the taroves. You didn't do the isurim of bringing either of them. Tosos in the first line of Tosos, Dibar Maschal, Malim, Misar, Midvash. V'kasha, heichi loki mishum sa'ar mishum dvash. Kiven delav be'en ninhu. V'meim be'en, ma'iruvenika. And if you do bring them be'en, you do bring them separately in their own units, then it's not taroves. So manavshach, you should only be getting two of these malchios. So if you look at the very end of that Tosos, last three lines of it, he says, v'nir lefarish temayri, shemala sa'ar b'fnei atzmo, udvash b'fnei atzmo, usa'ar udvash muravin yachad. The hell in shloshtan, you bring three bevasachas, you bring three things up on the mizbeach at the same time. Sa'ar alone, dvash alone, and a combination of sa'ar dvash. And for those three things, you get four malchios. Asks the Keren Ora and Tosfos, why did the Gemara set up such a strange case? Just tell me a case where you bring a tarovis of sa'ar dvash. Obviously, if you bring sa'ar b'fnei atzmo, you get your chayiv for sa'ar. Obviously, if you bring dvash b'fnei atzmo, you're chayiv for dvash. Why would the Gemara set up, according to Tosfos, why would the Gemara set up the case that you're bringing sa'ar separately, dvash separately, and the combination of sa'ar dvash? The only chiddush really is in the combination of sa'ar dvash itself. It's not in anything else. That's the Keren Ora's kasha on Tosfos. Maybe you could say the chiddush is that even when you're violating the isur of sa'ar b'fnei atzmo, dvash b'fnei atzmo, that you're still getting malchus for the taroves. One might have thought you don't get malchus for the taroves in that situation. But anyway, that's Rava's shita. Four separate malchios. Abaye Yomer, ein lokan alav shebuchalos. Abaye says, no, I disagree because you can't get malchus on alav shebuchalos. This is a lav shebuchalos. It is a lav that includes many different isurim. You can't get malchus for it. So what does he mean by that? He obviously holds you're not getting four malchus. Malkios. What does Yod you're actually getting? So the Gemara has two versions of it, and the Rishonim have different versions of what these versions are. Ikeda Amri, Chadami Alaki. Some say he's saying you only get one Malkos for a Lav Shabachalos, because it is one big Lav, so you get one Malkos for it. Vi Ikeda Amri, Chadanami Lalaki. Others say, no, you don't even get one Malkos. Dolom Yachid Lave Kalav de Chasima, because it's not an individual Lav like the Lav of Chasima, which stands alone. This is a Lav that is not all alone. So this is a Machlokas Rashi Tosos. What does Abaye mean according to that first Ikeda Amri that you do get one Malkos? Rashi says, Rava holds you get four. Abaye says, you get, according to the first Lashon of Abaye, you'd get two Malkios, one on the Haktaras Sa'or Ve'eruvo, and one on the Haktaras Dvash Ve'eruvo. Lav Shebecholos just means that Sa'or, the way Rashi reads it, that Sa'or and Tarovah Sa'or are one basic heading. And Dvash and Tarovah Dvash are one basic heading, but Sa'or and Dvash are not together, they're separate, so you'd still get two Malkios. That's the way Rashi understands the first Lashon of Abaye. Tosos understands the first Lashon of Abaye that on Haktaras Sa'ar Bifnei Atzmo and Haktaras Dvash Bifnei Atzmo, everyone would agree you get two separate Malkios. They're arguing on the Chi of Malkos on the Eruve Sa'aru Dvash, meaning Sa'ar Bifnei Atzmo is one Isser, Dvash Bifnei Atzmo is a separate Isser. A Tarove Sa'aru Dvash is a separate Isser that includes Tarovah Sa'ar and Tarovah Dvash. So you would actually get, according to the first Lashon of Abaye, a third Malkus. So the Machlokus between Abaye and Rava, according to Tosos, is really only about one Malkus. Rava holds you get four, Abaye says you get three. The way Rashi understands it, Rava holds you get four, Abaye says you get two. And then the second Lashon of Abaye is much clearer, that no matter what, it seems that you're going to get one. Okay, so you can get none, rather. You're not going to get anything, because it's not Dumya Delav de Chasima. All right, Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up the Mishnah and Daf Nun Tes. Sure.